So I was going to get started with the puppet show. We're going to show you a skit first. And a little bit of ad lib, but I can't find Snowball.
Can't find
Snowball
is
one of our puppets, and
this isn't it. Isn't it either.
Snowball, what
None
is the problem?
Is Where is everything?
What are you looking for?
I can't find the script for the little skit we're going to do.
Oh, well, wait a second. You just threw it out here. This one. It's called The Church Guy.
Oh, well, there's like a reason for this.
A reason for what?
Me throwing it out there.
What? I thought it was because you couldn't find it.
No, it's because I can't read.
Oh, well, it's okay. It's okay. You don't have to worry. Didn't I see Olive back there? Can't Olive help you?
Oh, great idea. I'll be right back.
Yeah,
Olive
will help. I know you're a cat. I know you can't read. You can talk, but you can't read.
Olive, I need your help. Where are you? Okay.
Come on, Olive.
Here's the scoop, Olive. I can't read. Don't tell anybody. And I need some help with this script. Will you do it? Of course I'll do it, Snowball. You just sit and relax and don't worry. Is Earl ready?
Yes, Earl's waiting for you.
Hi, Earl.
Hello there, Olive.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, hi, everybody. I'm fine. As a matter of fact, I'm just about finished everything I have.
Well, that's good. And you can call me Herb if you want to.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, because we forgot. You'll see the script in here. It's Herb, but we didn't want to confuse you guys. But
okay, I'm ready.
All right.
All right.
So, do you happen to know where my jacket's at? Because I got to get to church. I'm running late.
It's right over there on the railing. But
all right, thank you.
Well, where are you going?
I'm going to church. And I'm running late, I told you.
Wait a minute. You went to church last night.
Yes, I did.
And the night before
that.
And the morning before that.
Exactly. I want to go to church because I want God to be impressed with me.
Oh. How come you're going to church so much?
Well, it teaches you about the Bible and how to get to heaven.
Mm-hmm. Let me put this down.
What are you doing with my shirt?
Well, I'm collecting things for the missionary closet at church. And I have some clothes that just don't fit.
Well, no, I understand that, but I want to get stuff. And I want to keep my stuff, and you're giving it all away.
Well, actually, Herb, that's an old shirt of mine that you borrowed a long time ago and never gave it back.
Oops. Sorry. Well, I got my jacket.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get a pillow because you know how hard those pews are.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get... Oh, this is most important. I got to get my glasses so they can't tell whether my eyes are open or not. I got my Bible here.
Just a minute, Herb. What's
the matter?
This all really about?
Well, I want God to be impressed with me, so I'm going to church often so he sees me there. And then, you know, it is a little boring. Do you think we could put, like, crossword puzzles in the Bible so we can do that? Well, hold on. I have another thought. Do you think God would mind if we put, I got some headsets and listen to the radio?
Oh, Herb, you don't go to church to impress God.
I do.
Well, God does not do things for people just because they go to church.
Then why in the world would anybody go to church?
To enjoy the fellowship of Christians.
But all those sermons? They sit through all those sermons?
Oh, they want to learn about God and his commands and his promises. So they'll know the joy that God promises everyone who believes.
Right, but they sing all those songs and they sing and they sing and they sing.
Mm. They do that to worship the one they love.
All right. Well, the last thing that gets me is they put all their money in these buckets.
Oh, that's because they're so thankful for all the things that God gives them. And they want to return a portion to the Lord.
Hmm. Well, I do want God to be impressed with me. What do you have to do to get to heaven then?
Oh, Herb, all you need to do is trust Jesus as your Savior.
That's it? That's all you have to do?
Mm-hmm. When you believe in Jesus, confess your sins to Him, and know that He's forgiven you, He'll become your Savior. You don't have to go to church, but you will want to go to church and meet some people who really love Him.
Nice. Well, that sounds great. Let's go.
Okay.
Right. So there's an example of a skit. Obviously, a one-person, one-puppet skit. You can ad-lib some of that. In fact, it's in your workshop there. We have called the church guy. I'm sure there's lines that I messed up. But that's one thing that's helpful. You wanted to talk about...
Yeah, I want to... share a little bit with you, yeah, about why puppets are such a helpful, wonderful tool for ministry. So we've done puppets, and you can do puppets with children of all ages. And when I say children, I mean children of God, because we've done puppets for adults all the way down to little children. It's a wonderful, wonderful ministry. You might have an established puppet ministry already, which is great, or you might decide you want to add some kind of a puppet ministry to your program, whatever church you go to.
Well, hang on. Does anybody have a puppet ministry at their church already?
Oh, good.
Wow. Okay.
All right, then we're getting you from the ground floor. This is great.
So we have a whole bunch of puppets over there.
Mm-hmm.
Puppeting from the chair.
Yeah, exactly. And we have done puppetry actually for quite a long time here at Calvary Philly. When we had learned the scripture, Matthew 19, verse 14, let the little children come to me, do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. We learned quickly how much children really love puppets and how it draws them to Him. We've used them in a boatload of different venues. We have senior high students now that go on mission trips, and we always do some kind of a puppet show. And these kids have learned from the ground floor up how to do puppetry. None of them that I've been with have gone into it already knowing that, so they learn a ton. It's not hard to learn, and it's not hard to teach. We use puppets in our VBS program here at Calvary. We've done puppet shows in neighborhoods at carnivals, at outreaches. We've been down to the Rock, and we've done puppet shows during their special events. We've used them just individually in people's classrooms. We've also used them at our kids' book club that we have here at Calvary. And it's just always well-received. The kids and the adults love them. We also use puppets for part of our Sunday school. And we do that here at Calvary in a program called Kids Club, which we sort of kick off that particular Sunday's lesson for children 4 years old through second grade. And puppets, again, is part of that introduction and part of the Bible story that we do. Yeah, true. We do. We try to sing, yeah, which is fun. So we just want you to discover the joy that we have in doing puppets and what a powerful, effective way it is to present the gospel and to present Bible stories to children. I'll also say to you that along with what you do at your church and in your Sunday school, it is a tremendous benefit to be able to offer puppets when you do go on missionary trips, whether it's overseas or anywhere in the United States. It's just a wonderful way to share the Lord with people. So today we're going to tell you a little bit more about that. We're going to introduce some puppet techniques just so you can see that it's fun and it's not hard. We'll do voice characterization. Like you could probably tell, as I was Snowball, and then I was also Olive, there was a lot of Snowball's voice in Olive. And once you develop a voice for a puppet, it's really hard to break it. So But that's one thing we'll say too when we get to voice characterization is you want to do a voice that you're comfortable with that you can maintain. Sometimes people do real interesting, fun accents and things, but they can't maintain them. So that's something that you get used to doing. We'll talk about stage construction. We'll talk about scripts. We do have a number of scripts in your folder that are free scripts that I've gotten offline. So initially when puppeteering begins, people kind of worry about, well, what do you do? Where do you get the scripts? And how do you make it fit your lesson? We can help you with that as much as possible. But the scripts that are in there are scripts that are free. You just go online. There's a website in there that'll tell you about that, how to get them. And also a website for getting started with a puppet. Or also in a couple minutes going to have you guys have some fun with a puppet so you can get a little used to kind of what they're like and using them. And I guess we're good to go on the techniques.
Yeah, well, one other thing is Barbara mentioned that she used AI to create a script. She just said, here's the characters that I have. Here's the age group that I have. Can you get me a script? And the theme. So you can make up your own. The best thing we have is just Bible stories. Right. Every Sunday, we have some type of a Bible story we're trying to communicate to the kids. You can have some type of a puppet show. Somebody tells a lie. Whatever it is, the puppets can act that out. Sometimes you can have two puppets interacting. Sometimes you can have a puppet and a human. It's really very, very flexible. And I remember one missions trip we were on, I could not get the room to quiet down. The kids were just talking and talking, and I'm like, please, we have to get started. A puppet came up and went, shh, dead quiet. I was like, Joe Pat, thank you very much. I was like, wow. You know, so the kids believe the puppets are real. We went on another missions trip, and we had at the time had a Dalmatian dog, and we said, okay, we're breaking for lunch. And Snappy said, well, I'll see you outside. And the kids were looking for him. I came back after lunch. I said, how many people saw Snappy? Right? And they're all like, I saw him run. He was over by the wood. You know, so they believe that the puppets are real. So when a puppet says, shh, or remember, Jesus loves you, that sinks in. All right.
I'm going to do some of the...
Go show us some horrible techniques. So although we, go ahead, question. Yeah, and ask questions anytime you want. We're going to do something at the end with questions, but anytime you want.
I just had a logistics question. Do you always introduce the puppets, or do the puppets sometimes, like Snowball, just start?
It depends. If nobody knows who Snowball is, we'll probably say, hey, Snowball, how you doing? Then the kids know, oh, okay, that white cat is called Snowball. If you're doing it week after week after week, most of the kids know, oh, that's Snowball. I don't have to say, oh, this is Snowball. But lots of times, hey, good morning, Snowball. How you doing? Oh, I had a rough day. The dog was chasing me. You know, and she might envelop into some of the what the Sunday school lesson was about.
Dog, what dog?
What was that?
What dog? Where?
What dog? Right. Okay. So although we say puppeting is easy, there's techniques that have... that you can use that just make the puppet more realistic. So let's do the elevator. This is a bad technique, right? The puppet comes in on an elevator, right? Just all of a sudden the puppet appears. Well, that doesn't look very human-like. And can the puppet leave on an elevator? Right? It's like, hold it. How about a nice entry? What you want to try and do is if you're coming into a room, pretend you're going up steps. Hey, can you leave the wrong way? No, not elevator, backward steps. Right, so if you come in forward on steps, how many people here walk down steps backwards? You don't want to go down that way. You have to remember to turn your puppet around and then go down the steps. Again, just makes it a little bit more realistic. Can you come up and not say anything, but leave your mouth open? Probably look better with olive, but one thing you have to do is when you're puppeting, you have your hand in the puppet, and you'll see the mouth is always open.
I'm going to go get olive.
So nobody wants to have their mouth open all the time. So as a puppeteer, you have to close your mouth. For the whole time, your arm is above your head. And your arm gets tired, and it sort of droops down. And then you get only eyes on the puppet. So lots of things that you can work on. So what were you... Yeah, your arm's tired. Go ahead, be tired. And now realize you're tired. And you just shoot straight up sometimes. So have your mouth open. So you're just sitting there, and you're just listening to everybody else talk. But your mouth is wide open. You need to have your mouth closed. How about some lip sync issues? Could you please say, hello, my name is Olive incorrectly?
Hello, my name is Olive.
Right, that doesn't make any, it's horrible. With puppeting, you have to pronounce syllables. So now try it again the right way. Hello, my name is Olive.
Hello, my name is Olive.
So that looks more realistic than, hi, my name is Earl, how are you? It's like, what is wrong with that puppet?
Or biting off every syllable. When you speak, you say every single syllable.
Right. Or when you're, these are rod arms. This has a rod arm attached to it. When you're singing, sometimes puppeteers put both arms up.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how often do you sing like this?
All the time,
no matter what the song is. You may lift your arm once in a while, but you don't walk around like this. So, again, techniques that you want to be careful of. What are some of the other ones we were talking about, Pat? I forget.
Let's see here.
Go ahead, which one? Yes, you push your hand forward. Mm-hmm. They call it flipping the lid.
Yeah.
If you're just doing this, then just the top of the head is going up. When you're puppeting, you want to move your hand forward and drop your thumb so that the bottom of the mouth is going instead of your head going like that all the time.
You'll see in some of the newer puppets over on the table, they have a sort of a ball inside the top part here of the mouth. And what they'll do is have you wrap your fingers around that, and it makes it easier to hang on to the top so you don't flip your lid.
Right. You think now's a good time to grab some puppets?
Sure.
All right, so carefully. I don't want any broken bones over here. Come on over. Look and see which puppets you might like. We have different ones. We have men, women. We have a puppet here with legs. Very hard to use. Because you're behind the stage, you got to sort of fling the legs over the table. Accessories, right? We got some where you can put on glasses. So pick one. We have some animals down there. Pick one of your choice, and as you put your hand in, you'll see if there's a little ball or something on the inside that would help you. Grab a puppet. Oh, there's Grandma. Yeah, Grandpop's over there. I have trouble with hearing. I can't hear what you're saying. That's my Grandpa voice. Yeah, it is. Now, the one other thing you can do, since how many people have a little ball or something inside their mouth? Okay, so that one's easier. If you don't have that, what you might have to do with your opposite hand is pull the shirt down to help keep your hand in the puppet. Yeah. That's why they started putting those in, because everybody's like, my hand keeps falling out. Give me something to grab onto. So most of the newer puppets will have that. And there's Scat the Cat. And again, you can name them anything you want. In fact, some of them may have names on them depending on the play we were doing. Yeah, right. Multiples. All right, so let's come back to your seats. All right, Pat, you ready?
Yeah. I'm going to teach those students a little bit about buying them and things like that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Are you doing that now?
Buying what? The parts?
Yes.
So let me tell you guys that these puppets, almost all of them, came from a company called Puppet Productions. It's in your folder. And you go on their website, and you can find either brand new ones, which can run kind of expensive. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's an investment. Or you can even find them used. I'm trying to see if one of the guys here was my used guy. This guy is. So I bought him for a trip that the Lord did not have us go on. Those of you that go to Calvary know might know that the senior high did not get to go to Zambia this year due to circumstances beyond our control, but totally in God's control. But I have bought him for one of the plays that we were doing. I got him used. He's a puppet production puppet. So I got him used, and he cost me, I think, about $60. So it's like, pretty expensive. But you know what? It's so worth it. If you got one puppet, it's really worth it. Most of the puppets that you guys are hanging on to are probably about 25 years old. Yeah, they last a really long time. My Snowball cat, she's only about 10 years old, but that's because about 11 years ago I washed her and threw her in the dryer. So she came out like it just looked awful. So I did have to buy a new cat, but you learn the hard way, the dumb way, to how to take care of them. So they're not too hard to wash and things like that. And then the rod arms go into little straps, which is what the older puppets have. The newer ones come
Here's
with the thing hanging out the bottom. Yeah, there you go.
This is the newer ones where they have the Velcro attached. And this guy over here is an older guy.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy these Velcro wraps so that you can still attach the rod arms, but he doesn't have them already stuck on there. So I think there was one that was supposed to be a new one, but somehow it got ripped off. Well, you can buy these Velcro wraps around the wrist and still be able to manipulate the puppet.
And again, all these things you get at Puppet Productions. It's a really wonderful, honest, good company. It's a great company to buy things like this from.
Hang on one thing.
Yeah.
You can add attachments.
Yeah.
Here's David and Goliath.
Right.
All you're doing is a rod arm. It's not a movie.
Yeah.
They're going to be thrilled. That, oh, goodness, look, you got a slingshot up there. But they're not going to say, but I could see the tape.
Yeah, they probably won't even notice. And actually, the way we had that worked out, which we, again, didn't get to use him this year, you just practice. It's a little bit of practice. The more you practice, the better you get. But we had practice with our teens that were going to go on the trip, and we had a person behind them tuck in the little ball that came with it, and we practiced it a few times, and they were able to hold it up, and the person behind the stage that you couldn't see pulled it back and slung it out. So it's amazing the things you can do. It's so much fun.
with just a little bit of help. It's also, to put in a little advertisement for this, a tremendous way to get junior high and senior high kids involved, especially if you have like helpers in your classroom. It's a neat way to get them involved. We'll talk about the stage in a minute, but you can even go into your just classroom by yourself, throw a cloth over a table, you know, and just go behind the table and welcome the kids in one day and see what they do just with one puppet. So,
mm-hmm. Have a stage.
Yeah.
Just put a curtain. Two kids hold a curtain. Puppets are behind.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to do.
Yeah.
But you don't want to do this and just be teaching your class and have the puppet on your arm. That doesn't look real. It looks like a puppet now. Mm-hmm. You hide yourself. Now it looks like a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
It could be real.
Mm-hmm.
So we always say, don't let anybody see the puppets, because they're like, oh my goodness, it doesn't have legs.
Yeah, yeah.
How can the cat not have legs?
Yeah.
It's running, you know?
Yeah.
So you want to make a mystery as much as you can.
It's so true. And just when Merle picked that up, it reminded me of the clothes that they're wearing. All the puppets will come with an outfit on. It's not like you get these like little naked puppets. So they all come with clothes, some kind of a shirt on. But you can also, this is in your folder too, but you can also buy clothes at any kind of a used store. I go to a store out on County Line Road. I think everything in there is only like $5 a piece. And we get outfits like the one Deb's holding here. It says Bon Voyage, because we use that. for Jonah, and then you just find these things. The Lord leads you right over to what you need. We have another puppet with the word believe on it.
Right, 2T mm-hmm. or 4T.
Yeah.
Fits the puppets.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a seamstress in your church, we had somebody make
yeah.
it. It has Velcro on the back, so it comes off real easy instead of pushing it over their head. So you can, even if you buy a shirt,
yeah.
cut it down the back,
right.
put a couple things of Velcro on it, it makes it a lot easier mm-hmm. to change them.
Yeah.
So he could be a disciple in this one,
right.
come out with a totally different costume. They don't realize yeah. it's the guy with the mm-hmm. brown hair.
Yeah.
All of a sudden he has a different costume.
Yeah.
He's a different person.
Yep, they don't know at all. That reminds me with some of these. You can get puppets to kind of fit what you're doing. The outfits, of course, could fit what you're doing. So this is one of our disciples. So we just try to make them look a little more disciple-y. And then... I was just
going
to say, then we have grandpa. So we tried to get like older puppets, younger puppets, different color puppets, so that we don't want anything to be like a stumbling block. You know, we don't want, like, we'll often use like the green, the red, just different color puppets so that there's no issue with people having an issue. It sounds funny to say, but you never know what you're going to meet depending on the culture you go to. And every time we've gone somewhere away from our church, we do check with the pastor that we're involved with and let them know what we're doing and find out, you know, if there's any concerns or questions about it before we do the play and the skip.
Here's a shirt, but then find a piece of material, cut a slot in it, slip it on.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
Right, so it's not, you know, mm-hmm. any fabric store and just get yeah. stuff. Thrift stores get
yeah.
40 and
it'll be great too. Mm-hmm. And, and some of these, like ours has a Bible, like the little Bible puppet. That's really just fun for little kids, you know, to just teach them the Bible verse using the puppet. We've done a lot of healthcare things. I went to the country in Nepal, and we did a large, it was all adults too that did it, but we did a large presentation on healthcare. So we talked about brushing their teeth, and we had this show, you know, talk about teeth. We have a heart puppet. We talked about receiving Jesus into your heart. We have a huge... Sometimes people just, when they find out what you're doing, they kind of gift you. So we have this huge horse. And that's what we call him, his horse, really creative, very creative. Horse is huge, but he has a human mouth. And so what we do is we show, you know, kids the human horse, and we show them how to brush your teeth. And when you do stuff like this, like we always would bring, because there are always people want to donate, which is wonderful, toothbrushes and paste. So we bring that, and the way the horse did it, as we're manipulating him, he has a thing inside. We talk about that if you fill with water and he spits out water. So we talk about how don't swallow the toothpaste. Make sure you spit it out. So, of course, we're spraying water all over the kids, and they're loving it. But it makes them tune in and really listen. It's really amazing. The Lord can use puppets in the neatest way.
And the
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Adam and Eve?
Yep.
The snake comes up, you can slither along,
mm-hmm.
use your extra arm, or
yeah.
Attach a rock
right.
to that.
Push it up.
It looks like he's going across mm-hmm. the top of the puppet stage. I mean, your imagination is the only thing
yeah.
that can hold
you back. It is. It's endless. Yeah, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I did? It's almost like using chopsticks. So you kind of put them together, and it's almost like manipulating chopsticks. So there's just so much you can have them do, but you can have them touch their head. And
yes.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
Yeah.
Anderson now.
Well, right, but I'm still amazed. We wrote a play. I'm just like, who wants the most important part? It's a rabbit, she says, I'll do it. I said, okay. And I went, she's 12.
Yeah, 12 years old.
I just gave a 12-year-old the most important.
Yeah.
She knew absolutely everything. If she was here, she would make that
very
rabbit,
good. Yeah.
Whatever she's doing.
Yeah, very good.
Love. You would
uh-huh.
think, that, yeah, that's
yeah.
Jim Henson puppet production. I mean,
yeah.
She is phenomenal. And there's things you can look up on how to hold
mm-hmm.
the rod arms
yeah.
so that you have two and you can wave with one and this one stays here. And
it's
then
amazing.
You can say, hey, I want to praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Both hands can go up. You drop it. So it takes work.
Yeah, it's just a lot of practice.
Mm-hmm. Usually, and you saw,
yeah.
I keep wanting to call her Priscilla.
I know, that's what you used to be called.
Priscilla in a different play. Where when I was saying all the things that why I had to go to church and could we put crossword puzzles. You know, she had her hand to her mouth like, oh, my goodness, what are you doing? That's just one. Right.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah.
You
just kind of let you drop the other one.
Too,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so it is. It's a lot of practice, really. But you get used to it pretty quick. And, in fact, we thought we could practice a little bit with you guys if you like. But I want to try and get another rod arm or two on, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could. You could.
Well, they also have, we used to have one. I don't know if we still have it. It was a one-person stage. I used to walk around in it with a doll, and I would go to different classes,
mm-hmm.
and it had a curtain, so
yeah.
you could see me, and I had the dog out there, but it was
yeah.
just a one-person stage.
Yeah, probably within your classroom, in all sincerity, it's easier to do if there's at least one other person with you in the classroom. So either, like if you're doing let's say you're hiding behind a table and doing the puppet. I did this once with a girlfriend. We had first grade together for years and years and years here on a Wednesday night. So I would do a puppet. And Sandy would, Sandy would take care of the class in the sense that she'd have them sitting and looking and she'd answer the puppet questions. So you do need to kind of have somebody else available to kind of watch a class. You can't really just duck out of them. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So they don't see you talking.
And we literally would turn a table, like to turn a table on its side and just hide behind the table. You know, sometimes if we had plenty of time, we'd throw a cloth over it, but we just would hide behind the table. You know, and it makes it pretty easy to kind of tiptoe out. We did it with Stephanie that Earl spoke of, and I did puppets for the kids' book club we have here. And we just had the table over the stage over there in that corner. And Deb helped us with changing the script and moving papers and stuff like that. And when we were done, we just kind of tiptoed, you know, out of it. The kids don't even notice. They just get so excited. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's just an invaluable tool. Yeah. Well, you can't see it back here, but that's a great question because for years we thought, oh, we'll just memorize the script. Oh, you want to show them? Yeah, so we tape the scripts up. Ha, ha, ha. Yep. Uh-huh. I do a...
That's why Olive knew all her lines.
Yeah.
And Earl
yep.
didn't know
yeah.
all his lines.
And we do that for the kids, too, for like when our teens, when we go on to trips... They just don't have the time to memorize. And so we'll tape them up. You know, they'll have them highlighted, things like that. So we rarely memorize.
We'll space
yeah.
them enough.
Mm-hmm.
And Olive is in one color. Herb is in a different color.
Yeah.
So there's two puppets there.
Yeah.
I'm doing the yellow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of deal.
And you can do that with no matter what you do. Just by yourself in the classroom, tape it to the table, the back of the table. Yeah. And otherwise, you know, you can do an ad lib, but sometimes there's a little bit more comfort having a script when you first get this started, so you kind of know where you're coming from. Yeah, so, and
I'm
that
trying,
isn't hard.
I'm trying to do something because we're running late on time, 46. Oh. Yeah, does anybody, who needs a rod arm? We need two at least. Oh, he doesn't have anything to attach it to. Yeah, some of you don't have anything to attach to it. But here's the fun part. Practice. The first thing you have to do is get your arm up high enough because you're over the stage. And then you got to keep it there. And you have to close your mouth so you're not catching flies. And then how long are you going to keep your arm up there? How long is this script? Oh, my goodness, I'm going to have a rotator cuff problem, you know. Now, the other thing you can do is support. Practice in the mirror. Whatever you're saying, use your mouth and your hand to say it. Right? And then you can practice that way. We thought we might want to do John 3:16. Right? Everybody knows that one. But it's not, "For God so loved the world that he gave his..." It's not like that. It's each word. So go ahead, Pat.
Yeah. So, okay, so we can even do it together. "For God so loved the world..."
Let's do it slower.
Okay.
Right? Because it's, we know how it's hard.
Okay, so "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son to the end that..." How are we going? Am I going too fast? Yeah. "That all who believe shall not perish, but have everlasting life."
Right, and remember, you don't want to flip this when your hands are here. You don't want this going up as much as your thumb going down. And that's where you're saying if you can push forward a little bit, you got the stage here, push forward a little bit, it'll keep you from, they call that flipping your lid.
Yeah, yep. And one thing with kids' puppets is there's a tendency to kind of do this, but everybody, whatever audience you have, you're going to be above them. So you always want to be able to look down and talk like this. Otherwise, you're kind of talking to the air.
Or
so you find yourself, you find your wrist pointing down.
Is your hand has to be up, you have to tilt your head down, and you have to close your mouth while everybody else is talking. And then it's, "Oh, it's my turn." Now I got to wait another 50 seconds.
All right, so what else do we want to do? You could practice your entries, right? Not the elevator, right? But you're back here. I'll do it as if you guys are sitting this way. You're back here and the stage is here. You want to come in lower and pretend you're coming up a couple steps. And then when you leave, turn around and go down those same steps.
So if you start back by your shoulder and just like they're walking up.
Doop de doop de doo. Unless you have a very flexible arm and can go the other way.
Yeah. And it does. It looks kind of neat. It's only two or three steps up, and then turn, and two or three steps back down. But from out there, it looks like you're doing steps. Yep, it is fun. And then just the same thing with talking. We used to go home and just move our hand in the mirror.
Right.
Your hand, exactly what the word was saying.
I was worse than that. I would do it as I was driving.
Yeah.
I come up to a red light, and I don't do it up here where people are like, "What is that guy, nuts?" I would just do it down here. "So, what are we doing today?" You know, once you do that, you'll practice doing it, and then when you put the puppet on your hand, it makes it that much easier And again, try and go forward a little bit and drop your thumb instead of just using your four fingers up top. When your fingers start sliding out because you don't have one of those little balls or thing to hold on to, grab the shirt and pull it down. That way it forces your hand back up into the puppet. And you're like, oh, good. You know, so there's... you notice everybody's arms down already. It's like, oh, I can't hold it up there that long. So, right. Yeah, so it is a lot of fun. But again, some of the little techniques, no elevator, steps in, steps out, keep your mouth closed, keep your head up and tilted down so you're not, right, if we're doing it here, I want to look down so I can, the kids are looking at the puppet, they don't want to see your chin, they want to see your eyes, oh, he's looking at me. Remember, you can very easily just look left and right, not fast. And when you're nodding in agreement, you can use these two fingers to sort of tilt your head a little bit. Like, what was that? You know, when the dog, you say something, the dog tilts his head. You can just use one or two of your other fingers to just tilt your head a little bit. Like, whoa, what's that? Because, again, you don't want to be like, you know, all the way over, but a little questioning. And, again, the best thing is to practice in the mirror because you can see what's going on. Yeah, that's what I was getting to. Yes.
I expect a lot of our people doing puppets will be like younger age kids, since they won't have as much time to practice like arm strength and stuff. Mm-hmm. Is there any tips about like maybe a scoop or something they could like rest their elbow on?
We didn't do that. We had trouble with height because Pat was short, Stephanie was short, some of our other puppeteers were 6 foot. So they're kneeling in the back. And if Pat's kneeling, you're only seeing the eyeballs. So we had to build little platforms that, okay, Pat, you're going to be over here. Stephanie, you're going to be over here. And Earl, you're going to be over here because there's no platform. It's hard to have your arm resting on something because then you don't look lifelike. You're just sitting there. You can't move, right?
If I lean on it, I'm not going to knock it over. Oh, thanks. But that would help. Like if you're starting in the beginning from a stage, you can build on either a little shelf, which again, that's hard to recommend because they'll lay their elbow on it. Only because we've seen our kids do that. They'll lay their elbow on it, and so they're not really puppeteering correctly. But if there's something a little sturdier to lean against, that does help. That helps me a lot. But back here, it's really hard to lean on the PVC pipe just because it's not real sturdy. But
and the other thing is arm assist.
Yeah.
Use your other. I can't use a rod arm. Yeah. Why? Because this arm's too tired. I'm just going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Again, most people aren't talking like this all the time. You don't. When you're having double rod arms, you probably have the arms in front of the puppet. Just relaxing, because when you're talking, do you say, "Hey, how you doing?" You don't want to constantly have arms flailing. That you use it for, "Hey, look over there." Like, I almost said Priscilla. Who are you? Olive. Olive said, "Hey, Olive, do you know where my jacket is?" "Yeah, it's over there." And she moved her hand over to point to where the railing was.
Now, one of the things that maybe isn't the best answer to this question, but when we had our kids use the puppets in Zambia and in Kenya. We literally, because the one puppet was up almost the whole time, we literally had somebody back there that would kind of basically, with their own hand, support their arm. And the only dilemma with that is that it didn't give them as much freedom, but as they practiced, they got, you know, they were able to move a little better. Because it does, you're right, it gets very tiring. Practice, because it strengthens your arm and your shoulder, and having somebody help hold it up.
And you mentioned, I don't know how young you go with the kids. We came, usually, what was it, high school was our, did we go down to junior high?
No, not at the time when we did.
Yeah, it's hard because they don't have some of the dedication. they don't want to memorize the script. They don't want to come to practice. They just want to show up, put the thing on the arm, and all of a sudden they're talking to the ceiling. So it's hard to make it look good with younger kids, because that's where we started. We started with, oh, let's have the kids do it. And it was like, wow, they come to practice, they're just running around. It's like, no, we have to learn this script kind of deal.
The one boy, it was literally like this. And then Noah went over to the, but it was hilarious. And you know how kids are, so everybody's kind of laughing. They're not making them feel horrible, but it was pretty hilarious. And so I'm telling you, it was enough to motivate him. He went home, he practiced. You would never be able to pick the kid out. And we only met like once a month. I'm telling you, by that second month, he was better. By the next one, it's like, oh my goodness, he's great. So yeah, so there's incentives anyway. You know?
Right, and some of the things you can do in practice, instead of getting behind the stage, just sit in a circle. And then here, put your arm up and talk. What did you see anything wrong? Well, it looked like they were looking up. Yeah, I agree. Let's try and point it down. Do that line again. And then you just sort of keep everybody going around. I guess I better do it right because everybody's looking. Not that they're hassling them, but they're trying to improve them by saying, you just shot up. That, remember, that's the elevator. You know, now maybe there's times you want to do that for fun. Hey, I'm here. You know, where'd you come from? I came from the basement, you know. So just work it out.
Especially if you're working with kids, it's literally like five great compliments and then like a suggestion. Because you don't want to get frustrated or embarrassed and fail. You know, so we really, it's like, no, that was a great first time. And really it is. It's not like you're just throwing out empty compliments, but that was a great first time. I love how you did this and da-da-da-da-da. And then, you know, if one suggestion might be just start to look down a little more, or kind of practice with your hand in the mirror so your hand is saying what the mouth would say. So you just...
And hold the microphone.
Yeah, really. So you just want to motivate them to just love to do it. We have had a couple kids before they went to college did join our puppet team here at Calvary before for Sunday school before they went off to college. And they'll come back and do it maybe with us over Christmas break, things like that. Yes. Sure. Right.
And then number two, if you're thinking with, I love that. If you're working together, how do you think? Your movement.
You have to. One of the key is to look at your puppet. You'll know if your puppet's sinking. You're like, my arm's really tired. My arm's really tired. Oh my goodness.
You mean synchronized, don't you? Yes, yes.
Synchronized what?
Being synchronized with other puppets. Like when we sing with a puppet, like Chris, for instance, on Sunday, Chris Clark was out front singing. So we would come up to sing with the puppet. And it's not real hard. If you know the words, it's a whole lot simpler. And then you can either let yourself be mic'd, because I knew most of the songs that he does, so I can let myself be mic'd or not, and they just watch the puppet's mouth. It's actually easier when they sing to synchronize because of the way the words go. It's just easier as people are singing. Yeah.
Yeah. Look at the other puppet.
Yeah, just look at each other and watch.
Arm,
yeah.
And I'll see her saying, la-di-da-da, yeah. And I'll be like, I better do the same thing.
Yeah. Like when I'm back there, like if I was back with somebody else, I'd have my puppet up like this, but I'd be looking at my puppet. I can also see the other person's puppet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep,
that's good. Yeah. That's good. Thank you. That was a really good question. Thank you.
Everybody's got their name in here?
Oh, I'll get our little puppet.
What are you going to do? Oh, no, hold on. You've got to pick a name. I'm not picking a name because then people will be mad at me.
Don't feel bad about saying that. Yeah. Close your eyes. Just pick one. Hey,
okay.
There's a little alarm in there, and it does have one of those little things in it. Now, this puppet would probably cost $30. And you go, I'm telling you, going online and finding them. And he could be anything, girl, boy. Oh, I hope that doesn't sound weird. Sorry.
You can dress
I did go to that workshop yesterday. So so if we name him Herb, you're a boy, you know. But anyway, yeah. So, yeah, you can dress them. In this case, this guy comes with an outfit that doesn't come off, so you just put something on right over it. So congratulations, Iris.
All right, any other questions before we go, and then I'll close in prayer, and then I'll clap my hands again so they know it's done.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
The other thing we wanted to say is, depending on where you guys live, we will be very happy to help come and teach, like just to teach your kids a little bit, you know, just have an hour-long time and bring puppets and let them all try it and just help you. So, you know, Earl and I both live in the area, and I'm sure, like, unless you're in Timbuktu, we probably could come, you know, and help out with, you know.
Directions to Timbuktu.
Yeah, yeah, I can get there. So, yeah, if you ever need help, you know.
If she goes to Zambia, you're probably not that far away.
Yeah. But anytime, seriously, because that's how we all got started. We had people that helped us, you know, and came alongside us, and we tried to do, you know, the same thing for other people, so whatever we could do. Okay.
All righty, let's pray. Father, thanks again for the day. Thanks for the attentiveness of everybody here and their willingness to serve you and try and learn more about how they could serve you in a way using puppets. I pray that you'll give them a great lunch and that they will come back and not be too sleepy for the rest of the afternoon. We just love you. We appreciate everything you've done for us. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.